you would have had to have been living under a rock, I think, in recent times to have not heard the key messages of late being that preventing family violence and violence against women is everyone's business. And it's a concept, I think, that even just turns on its head the reality of that for women that are experiencing family violence, which is that it happens in private, it happens behind closed doors, you don't share it, you don't report it. So I think just to even be aware of that, with the statistics of 1 in 3 Australian women experiencing family violence, I would encourage your listeners to even stop and have a look around them now and have a think about what that means in the grand scheme of things. It's happening in every street, in every community. It's not isolated to me and to my community. It's an absolutely hidden epidemic. It's everywhere.
That was Sarah, a woman with lived experience of family violence. The following is part of a series of radio programs created on the topic of prevention of violence against women. Please be warned that some of the content may be disturbing for some listeners. You can seek support or talk to someone at 1-800-RESPECT. It's a national sexual assault and domestic violence counselling and information service. You can call them anytime, day or night, on 1800 737 732 or visit 1800respect.org.au. In an emergency, contact the police on 000. I will repeat these numbers again at the end of this 10-minute program. All parts of this series are available to listen to on mainfm.net under News and Events. All links and phone numbers mentioned will be available on that site. Sarah mentioned the statistic of 1 in 3 women. It is a shocking figure, and it gets used a lot when people are trying to impress on others just how serious the problem of family violence is in Australia. We also know that on average, 1 woman a week is killed in Australia as a direct result of family violence, and that it is the greatest health risk to women between the ages of 15 and 44. We only know these things because of major research done by Vic Health and the 2012 Personal Safety Survey by the Australian Bureau of Statistics. If you're interested in reading about these things in greater detail, links to both of these papers can be found on mainfm.net under News and Events. The problem with family violence is that, as Sarah described, it is a silent epidemic. Police can only offer statistics on what gets reported to them. So as you can imagine, their data only reveals the tip of the iceberg. So how do you collect data on something that is happening in silence and isolation? How do you do it in such a way that the participants feel safe enough to be honest and give you an accurate result? This is Lizette Ahrens, Assistant Director, National Centre for Crime and Justice Statistics at the Australian Bureau of Statistics.
The Personal Safety Survey only includes people who are aged 18 years and over at the time of the survey, but it asks about their experiences of violence that they've experienced since the age of 15. It also asks about what we refer to in the survey as abuse before the age of 15. So it's physical and sexual abuse experienced before they turn 15, but it's still only asked of people who are currently 18 or over at the time of the survey. So there's two key measures or timeframes that are used in the Personal Safety Survey. The survey collects information from people about their experiences of each of the types of violence ever since the age of 15, and also any experiences that they've had of each of these types of violence within the last 12 months. So it gives us two key measures. One is what we refer to as lifetime prevalence, which means since the age of 15, and one is a point in time prevalence, which is within that 12-month period. The survey gives a different view to police recorded crime data because it's a household survey. So the survey is conducted by trained interviewers who speak directly or face-to-face with people living in households across Australia. It's a requirement of the survey that interviews are conducted in private and that the nature of the survey isn't discussed or told to anyone else in the household. So the Australian Bureau of Statistics takes the privacy and safety of respondents very seriously, and a consequence of those procedures is that people who are participating in the survey do feel that they are able to talk about these very personal and often quite traumatic events that have happened to them. The survey questions are extensively tested and developed over a number of years before they were actually used in the actual survey. And so we're confident that people do understand the questions consistently, that they're referring to the same kinds of behaviours that they've experienced when they're asked the questions. And it is possible that some people do reveal things that have happened to them to our survey interviewers for the first time. They're things that they haven't told anyone else about before.
That is why this particular survey has been able to reveal the prevalence of violence in Australian homes.
Since the age of 15, around 30% of women, or more than 2.6 million women, have experienced physical assault. Another statistic that is often reported is that 1 in 5 women have experienced sexual assault. In other words, 17% of women, which is nearly 1.5 million women in Australia, have experienced sexual assault since the age of 15.
One of the most revealing things to have emerged from the survey is that men and women experience violence in very different ways.
The personal safety survey data shows that men and women do experience violence differently. The relationship to the perpetrator of violence differs for men and women. Women were more likely to have experienced violence in the last 12 months by a known person than a stranger, whereas for men, the reverse was true. Both men and women experienced violence by a known person in the last 12 months at similar rates. However, for women, the known person was more likely to be a partner than for men.
So, when women experience violence, it is most likely to be perpetrated by their partner, whereas men are much more likely to experience violence at the hands of a stranger. And if it is by someone they know, then it is not likely to be their partner. It might be a family member, a friend, or an acquaintance. This is reflected in the data collected around where violence takes place.
The location where men and women experience violence also differs. Women were more likely than men to have experienced physical assault by a male in their home. For 62% of women who had experienced physical assault by a male, their most recent incident occurred in their home, making their home the most common location where women experience physical assault. In contrast, men were more likely than women to have experienced physical assault by a male at a place of entertainment or recreation, or at an outside location such as a park, street, or car park. For men, these were the most common places to have experienced physical assault.
Lizette goes on to explain that the context of violence differs between men and women as well.
The survey provides some important information about the nature of partner violence experienced. Violence by a partner doesn't occur in isolation, and it's unlikely to be a one-off incident. 65% of women and men who had experienced violence by their current partner had experienced more than one incident of violence by that current partner. Emotional abuse also provides an important context for partner violence. 33% of women and 18% of men who experienced emotional abuse by their current partner also experienced physical or sexual violence by that partner. In contrast, of those who had never experienced emotional abuse by their current partner, just over 2% of women and 1.5% of men had experienced violence by their current partner.
It is also interesting to note how, even if men did report emotional abuse by their partner, they did not experience the same levels of anxiety and fear that women reported.
When men experienced emotional abuse by a female previous partner, 46% did not experience anxiety or fear due to the emotional abuse. Whereas when women experienced emotional abuse by a male previous partner, 76% experienced anxiety or fear due to that emotional abuse.
This is consistent with what is understood about intimate partner violence and domestic violence. That is, that physical violence is only one part in a much larger complex of control and abuse. This is discussed in much greater detail in the 50-minute program in this series called Survivor's Story, in which we look at the experiences of 3 women who have lived through family violence. If you want to listen to that program, you can listen online at mainfm.net under News and Events. This series is a Main FM production and has been created by Alison Hanley. It was funded by the Mount Alexander Shire Council and the Centre for Nonviolence. The series is being aired on the 25th of November, which is the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, and also White Ribbon Day. It will continue to be aired for the following 16 days, which are part of a global movement, the 16 Days of Action to Eliminate Violence Against Women, which ends on the 10th of December, International Human Rights Day. If listening to this program has made you feel like you'd like to talk to someone, you can seek support. 1-800-RESPECT is a national sexual assault and domestic violence counselling and information service. You can call them anytime, day or night, 1-800-737-732, or visit 1800respect.org.au. In an emergency, always contact the police on 000. All parts of this series are available to listen to on mainfm.net under News and Events, and all links and phone numbers mentioned are available on that site as well.